It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, April 7th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today is Ukraine again. The Czech Republic has become the first NATO country to send tanks to Ukraine. Tanks and armored infantry vehicles were loaded on a train bound for Slovakia Tuesday. They're expected to continue on to Ukraine after heading through Slovakia. The gear was paid for by the Czech Republic as well as private donors who responded to a crowdsourcing campaign to supply arms to Ukraine. The Czechs and the neighboring Slovaks, who have no tanks of their own to give, are also considering helping repair and refit damaged Ukrainian military equipment. Germany also sending several dozen infantry fighting vehicles to Ukraine. This is an escalation. And I will say again that under international law, supplying weapons of any kind, but especially when you start getting into more advanced armor like this, makes the Czech Republic, Germany, and by extension, all of NATO co-belligerents in this conflict between Ukraine and Russia. What happens next will remain to be seen, but I would not be surprised if this particular train is hit by a Russian missile before those tanks are offloaded. Topic number 4, Hungary. Voters in the Eastern European nation appear to be saying no tanks to the World Economic Forum. Sorry, did I say that out loud? Hungary's nationalist prime minister, Viktor Orban, was won a fourth term in office, defying the hopes of a broad opposition alliance, mainly globalists, who hope to unseat him after 12 years in power. In his victory speech Sunday night, Orban said he'd prevailed against a slew of perceived enemies, quote, the left at home, the international left all around, the Brussels bureaucrats, a reference to the European Union, the Soros empire with all its money, the international mainstream media, and in the end, even the Ukrainian president, end quote. Now, interesting he would put Zelensky in there. This speech was criticized by mainstream media, corporate media, and the left because they perceive his criticism of George Soros and Volodymyr Zelensky as anti-Semitic. Zelensky, you know, is Jewish. George Soros is ostensibly Jewish, but one wonders, based on his life, in what sense he is actually Jewish. Any criticism of George Soros is immediately criticized by the corporate media today as anti-Semitic or an anti-Semitic dog whistle, the actual term used by the Jerusalem Post in their article. By the way, Prime Minister Orban said on Wednesday that Hungary is prepared to pay rubles for Russian gas. This breaks ranks with the European Union, which is trying to hold the line, demanding that Russia continue sending the gas, but wanting to continue paying for it in euros. Hungary is heavily reliant on Russian gas and oil, but so is most of Western Europe as well. They signed a new long-term oil and gas supply deal with Moscow last year. Topic number 3, Israel. Israeli politics just got interesting. The Bennett government, the fragile coalition headed up by conservative Naftali Bennett, suffered a major blow Wednesday morning when a coalition member, the coalition chairwoman, Edith Silman, announced her departure from the government. Silman is a member of Bennett's Yamina faction. That Yamina is the Hebrew word for right, so the right party, said Wednesday morning she will no longer stay in the coalition government, said that there are deep differences of opinion, shall we say, between her views and the government's left-wing partners, including the Meretz and Labor factions. So without Silman as part of the government, Bennett's coalition lead, which was 61-60, now is a 60-61 minority. I've been saying this coalition is united only by its universal dislike of Benjamin Netanyahu. But with Silman's departure now, the coalition headed up by Yair Lapid and Naftali Bennett is a minority. So it remains to be seen now whether this 61-seat majority, now new majority, can form a new government, or whether Israelis will be going back to the polls for the fifth time in 3 years. Topic number 2, the EcoHealth Alliance. A lengthy new report in Vanity Fair outlines how the EcoHealth Alliance, headed up by Peter Daszak, who you see depicted behind me here, took in millions of dollars in federal grant money. The company started out as a nonprofit organization devoted to saving the manatees, but under British researcher Peter Daszak, it became a champion of viral gain-of-function research as it chased government funding. In other words, tweaking the genetic code of viruses in the lab to make them do things that they would not normally have done in the wild. This report is based on dozens of interviews. More than 100,000 leaked internal documents shows how EcoHealth operated in a world of, and I quote now, murky grant agreements, flimsy oversight, and the pursuit of government funds for scientific advancement, in part by pitching research of steeply escalating risk, end quote. In other words, they were given taxpayer money to do things in the lab that could have disastrous consequences, like the leak of SARS-CoV-2. In 2014, the National Institute of Health, under the direction of Dr. Anthony Fauci, approved a $3.7 million grant to EcoHealth titled Understanding the Risk of Bat Coronavirus Emergence. The purpose was ostensibly to create a sort of pandemic early warning system, but EcoHealth, facing a funding shortfall when certain grants expired in 2018, went to the U.S. military. The Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, sometimes called the Pentagon's brain, and pitched an even more ambitious program to DARPA. But in their response, as we told you a few weeks ago here on this program, DARPA officials slammed the plan as risky for failing to address significant ethical, legal, and social concerns and declined to give out the $14.2 million requested by EcoHealth Alliance. It's, again, a long report. Don't have time to summarize it all here. Have not had time to read it all myself. But the bottom line is this. While the article does not produce a smoking gun that proves that SARS-CoV-2, the virus behind COVID-19, escaped from the lab in Wuhan, it does outline the lengths to which Peter Daszak and Dr. Anthony Fauci and others were willing to go to try to downplay the potential role of risky research at Wuhan might have played in the, in other words, they tried to deplatform anybody who promoted the lab leak theory, which is now pretty much accepted as the cause of this 2 year and growing and counting pandemic. Well, coming up, it's steak, Jim, but not as we know it. That's next on 5 and 10.
The world is plunging towards chaos as the return of our Savior draws nigh. Skywatch TV is proud to present the coming Rapture exclusive offer. When you order Terry James and Pete Garcia's new book, The Disappearing, Future Events That Will Rock the World, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive Jonathan Brentner's hope-filled book, The Triumph of the Redeemed, which will invigorate you with a sense of peace and victory amid the chaos that surrounds us. And you'll receive the never-before-released DVD, The Coming Judgments, where Terry James, Pete Garcia, and Jonathan Brentner team up to disclose what the Bible actually has to say about the judgments of Revelations and the imminency of the rapture. While hundreds of biblical experts point out the ever-increasing ways that individual freedoms are becoming perpetually threatened, global elites aggressively strive towards a one-world government and universal financial currency, and all accounts appear to be setting the end-time stage for fulfillment of God's prophetic word. The Disappearing, Future Events That Will Rock the World, chronicles what events are set in motion now that are driving the prophetic final act of human history, and will bring to you God's prophetic timeline in detail from this present moment. Vivid depictions of unfolding events immediately following the rapture and beyond, through planet Earth's judgment and ultimate restoration. A dramatic, eye-opening presentation of the rapture itself and what happens to children in the mysterious disappearance. Also, the new book, The Triumph of the Redeemed, is a must-have manual of hope and strength in the end times. Join Jonathan Brentner as he helps you to grasp the eternal perspective during life's painful circumstances. In this vital resource, you will develop a firm foundation regarding the return of Jesus and in other areas, such as our reception of immortal and imperishable bodies, our participation in a jubilant celebration followed by a wedding feast, our return to earth and thousand-year reign with Jesus, and our life in paradise, dwelling in the New Jerusalem and exploring the new earth. But that's not all. This incredible offer also includes the never-before-released DVD, The Coming Judgments, where Terry James and Pete Garcia delve into great detail on the seal, trumpet, and bowl judgments listed in the book of Revelation. This exclusive DVD also features Jonathan Brentner's presentation entitled Hope in the Rapture. You'll be shocked when you find out why the Thessalonians were grief-stricken regarding the rapture of upon receiving the Apostle Paul's first letter and how you can be free from this very same trap, all included in the brand new DVD, The Coming Judgments. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $65. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So while the world continues to storm, grab hold of the eternal perspective and be ready for the return of the King. This collection is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The Coming Rapture exclusive offer, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, fake steak. Scientists developed a plant-based steak from pea protein. Protein from the little green pea plant that accurately imitates the marbling of real steaks. This is a sample of what it looks like. This is developed in Switzerland. The fake steak uses pea protein for the red flesh and an oil in water emulsion for the marbling, the fat that you get an actual steak that gives it its flavor and juiciness. And since the fat content can be reduced significantly, the scientists claim the fake steak is healthier than animal-based steak, as well as more ethical. This steak, they say, will be market-ready in about a year's time, although it's unknown when it will become available here. The project is being led by a gentleman named Martin Hoffman. He's a material scientist at ETH Zurich in Switzerland. And for his plant-based steak, Hoffman combines pea protein with carrot, pea, and wheat fibers, as well as oil, water, flavors, and spices. The pea protein mixture and the fake animal fat, which is oil, water, and additives, like vitamins and so forth, are forced through specially designed tubes. It's sort of like squeezing, you know, Play-Doh into a, out of one of those little Play-Doh things between two pieces of glass. Unlike traditional 3D printing techniques, the tubes force the protein dough and the fat out like Play-Doh into this attachment to create the fake steak. Honestly, don't really care how technologically advanced this is. To me, it will always taste like pea. SkyWatch TV's next Defender Conference, virtual conference, the unveiling, launches on the internet on Friday, May 13th. It will go live at 12:01 a.m. on Friday the 13th here in the Central Time Zone in the U.S. But anywhere you are in the world, just calculate where we are. We are UTC minus 5. So if you're elsewhere on planet Earth, the sun will actually be up when this goes live. And all 24-plus presentations, more than two dozen cutting-edge presentations, will be live on the web for 90 days. You set the schedule. You watch them in any order you choose when you're available. And do take advantage of this. Some cutting-edge content coming from Dr. Tom Horn on the transhumanist movement and why it is a modern effort to use science to fulfill the old lie from the garden, ye shall be as gods. Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, Rabbi Zev Port, both messianic, of course. Archaeology with Dr. Judd Burton, Dr. Doug Petrovich, and New York Times bestselling author Joel Richardson. We'll talk end times prophecy, biblical theology, and of course geopolitics. Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis joining us to contribute as well. You can find out all of the speakers. See who you start making your plans. Who do you want to watch first? All of the speakers listed at SkyWatch TV, or excuse me, DefenderConference.com. DefenderConference.com. From there, you can click the link to sign up now, so you're ready to go on May 13th. And if you register through April 15th. Register through April 15th, you get $10 off the regular price of $95, just $85, our early bird discount through April 15th at defenderconference.com, or scan the QR code on your screen. During the month of April, our gift to you for your support of any amount, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, book one of the Red Wings saga by my best friend, Sharon K. Gilbert, Blood Lies. Don't miss this. This is a thriller that will grip you and teach you spiritual warfare. At the same time, Sharon knows how to write characters and she knows how to tell a story. You will see the action unfold in your mind, and you name the price. This is our thank you to you for your support of the work we do at SkyWatch TV and at Whispering Ponies Ranch. Again, during the month of April, our thank you for your support of any amount, if you're in the U.S. or Canada. Blood Lies, Book One of the Red Wing Saga by Sharon K. Gilbert. Find out more online, skywatchtv.com/donate, or log on to the Skywatch TV store, skywatchtvstore.com, or call us, 844-750-4985. SkywatchFilms.com, the home of cutting-edge Christian documentaries, available instantly in full HD for as little as just $3. Most recent, of course, The Great Delusion, the UFO expose by Josh Peck, featuring interviews with L.A. Marzulli, Tom Horn, Timothy Alberino, some brothers who've been called home to be with the Lord, Russ Dizdar, Chuck Missler, Noah Hutchings. Don't miss this. This is a cutting-edge film, but they're all cutting edge there at skywatchfilms.com. Silent Cry, the Telly Award-winning documentary. Well, actually, two Telly Award-winning documentaries. Also, Inhuman, the Next and Final Phase of Man is here. Again, you get instant access in full HD for as little as $3. Find out more and take advantage of this now at skywatchfilms.com. Skywatchfilms.com. Skywatch TV's magazine is now an e-magazine. This is an enhanced PDF document, four times a year. Cutting edge content. Again, I'm going to find another word for cutting edge. Mind blowing in the case of Tom Horn's contributions, but it is available for free. You can find it right now at our website, skywatchtv.com. Look in the right hand column for the link, or just scan the QR code on your screen. That takes you right to the archive for past editions of Skywatch TV's e-magazine as well. Again, always free, always available, and online, skywatchtv.com, or through the QR code on your screen. We're looking forward to getting over to Turkey this fall. Sharon and I, alongside best-selling author Doug Hershey, the founder of Ezra Adventures, the tour company that's coordinating things for us as we visit the cities of the churches of Revelation, Antakya, ancient Antioch, where Christians were first called by that name, Hagia Sophia, the beautiful church built in the 6th century by the Emperor Justinian, whose pride went before a fall. I mean, when he saw the completed building, he said, Solomon, I have outdone you, or something to that effect. Justinian today, best remembered for Justinian's plague that swept through Europe shortly thereafter. The underground city of Derinkuyu, Abraham's hometown of Haran, and Göbekli Tepe. This will be a fascinating tour. If you love history, if you love archaeology, and you love the Bible, consider joining us, skywatchinturkey.com for info, skywatchinturkey.com, or use the QR code on your screen. The next spring, we'll be back in the Holy Land. Sharon and I, alongside Allie Henson and Donna Howell from Skywatch TV, co-hosts of Simply His from Skywatch TV, will be joined by our good friend Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat from Tel Aviv, and we'll show you sites in the Holy Land that other tours just won't visit, like the Altar of Joshua on Mount Ebal. Cited that the recent fascinating discovery, the lead curse tablet, but we'll also go to Gilgal Rephaim on the Golan Heights, the Serpent Mound of Bashan, and of course the places you want to see of historic significance, Nazareth, the Sea of Galilee, Peter's hometown, Capernaum, of course, Jerusalem, the Temple Mount, the underground tunnels around the Western Wall, and then we will go down to the wonderful site in the south, the Negev, and Masada. That was what I was trying to think of. Masada, the place where the Jewish rebellion in the first century AD was finally crushed by the Roman legions. Remains of the Romans' 10th Legion camp is still very visible from Masada. It's fascinating. The three-day extension over to Jordan, that's awesome as well. You get the same view that Moses had and his only look at the Promised Land from Mount Nebo. We'll explain why that's historically and prophetically significant. Visit the Red Desert of Wadi Rum and, of course, Petra, which is a bucket list item. Don't miss this. This will be March 19th through 30th of 2023. You can get a breakdown of costs, a look at the itinerary, and, of course, reserve your place at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com, or, of course, the QR code you see on your screen. This week on Skywatch TV, End Times Prophecy is the discussion. Experts Terry James, Jonathan Brentner, and Pete Garcia join Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the Skywatch investigative team. Don't miss it. This is, this is what all of the Bible is building towards, is what happens when Christ returns. Our broadcast schedule for the over-the-air programming is at skywatchtv.com/channels, but you set the schedule just by adding the Skywatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV, all of our video content, including these daily news updates, right there on your big screen, absolutely free, or you download to your mobile device, smartphone or tablet. And if you've got a relatively recent smart TV compatible with Google's Chromecast or Apple's AirPlay, you can take the video from your mobile device and throw it up to your TV with no wires. It's pretty cool how that works. Plus, the mobile app gives you important news updates three times a week that the mainstream media wants you to miss, and a calendar of our upcoming events as well. It is free, available for iOS and Android devices and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. And for your convenience, we've got links to their app stores for the app posted at skywatchtv.com. You'll find the link in the top menu bar at the website. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.